This is my third and final lesson on the subject, But This Man. I hope they've been a blessing to you. The writer of the book of Hebrews, when writing about Jesus, said this, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And then I hear Paul saying to Timothy, saying, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, this man, Jesus Christ. I've been talking about this man whom Pilate could not kill, Satan could not seduce, death could not destroy, and the grave could not hold him. When the religious leaders of his day thought that he was finished as he lay in the grave, Jesus was having a field day, preaching to the spirits in prison. This man was doing a job of prison evangelism which no one other could do. The Roman guards, who felt so powerful, having the backings of the Roman authority, fell like dead men. But they didn't fall alone. The prestige of the high priest, the sarcastic claims of the rulers, public opinions fell flat. But the greatest fall was the eternal sentence of death, which at the proper time would be completely done away. Jesus came forth from the grave, not from a period of defeat, but from a dynamic 3-day revival in prison. And not only that, Matthew 27 tells us, the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. It seemed logical to me that he could have stepped away from the tomb about 20 feet, turned and pointed his finger back at the tomb, and asked the question, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? It was only a borrowed tomb. If he had been negotiating for the tomb before his death, he would have told Joseph, I only want it for a short time. You can have it back in 3 days. No man but this man could return a tomb. It was early on that first Easter morning, and the disciples came to the tomb, expecting to see the sepulcher closed. They planned to pay honor to Jesus, but a great surprise was in store for them. They found an open tomb. The angel that was there spoke to them, seeing that they were astonished, saying, Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. It wasn't until later, when all of his disciples were grieving in a locked down room in Jerusalem, while they were grieving and pondering their uncertain future, when they were loaded down with sorrow and heartbreak, it was this man who stepped in the room and spoke peace to their hearts. My friend, I don't know what you have been going through. I don't know what your problems are. I don't know how grieved you are. I don't know about your future. I don't know how you look at your future, or if you think you even have a future. But let me tell you, while you're in that room of grieving and worrying and contemplating the future, this man can step in that room that you're in. He can speak peace to your heart. He can light up your life. He can bring joy to your heart if you will only allow him to.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong,
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.